USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed legislation that will force railroad unions to accept the terms offered to help them by the Biden administration. Those in favor of the legislation say that Congress had to act in order to prevent a strike. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell indicated Wednesday the central bank may decide to raise interest rates at a smaller rate at its next policy meeting. Markets expected the Fed will lift the Fed funds rate by a half percentage point at its meeting in mid-December. The markets reacted positively, powering the Dow Jones Industrial Average more than 700 points higher. President Biden's student loan debt transfer program, with plans to transfer hundreds of billions of dollars owed by tens of millions of college borrowers, was given another loss Wednesday as the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denied his request to reinstate it. U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman called the student loan handouts unlawful. Biden has requested the Supreme Court intervene. An election denier will be the new face of the Democrat Party come January, Tim Berg reports.
Democrats are appointing a 2016 election denier as their new minority leader. New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was appointed by a unanimous vote to lead the Democrats in next year's Congress. Jeffries tweeting in 2017 that former President Donald Trump had not been legitimately elected. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After a brief illness, Christine McVie, who played with Fleetwood Mac and wrote some of their most famous songs, died Wednesday at a hospital surrounded by family. The British singer-songwriter was 79. Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee has put another notch on their belt. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast explains.
Attorney General Merrick Garland held a press conference Wednesday on yesterday's conviction of several defendants, including Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, who were found guilty of seditious conspiracy for their role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. This is the first seditious conspiracy charged by a jury in the country since 1995. Rhodes and fellow Oath Keepers associate Kelly Meggs both face up to 20 years in prison for this charge. Garland reiterating on Wednesday the government's case that ultimately led to these convictions.
During the trial, the government's evidence showed that almost immediately following the November 2020 election, defendant Stuart Rhodes, the founder and leader of the Oath Keepers, began planning to oppose by force the peaceful transfer of power.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with French President Emmanuel Macron during his three-day visit to the United States. The two met at the NASA headquarters in Washington, D.C. The French president's first order of business was to discuss international rules of space. A judge declared a mistrial in the 46-year-old Danny Masterson rape case Wednesday. After 5 weeks of testimony, the jury could not reach a decision on whether the actor was innocent or guilty. Danny was the curly-haired guy on That 70s Show. Prosecutors have until March of 2023 to announce a retrial if they so choose. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.